Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live with you tonight. It's Aria.
And Nikki.
And you can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you would like to do that. Apparently, the government knows what's best. Of course, they don't. They never do. They think they do, and that's sort of the problem here. But now, apparently, they want to ban Russian guns and ammunition being sold to Americans, and that's kind of, I can't have guns and ammo at the moment. However, prior to March 15th, it was common knowledge that if you wanted cheap, expendable ammunition to practice with, you bought Russian ammunition. So, maybe that's why President Biden wants to get rid of it, because too many people are getting better at shooting guns thanks to Russians.
Can't have an armed population.
Well, you can't. You can if they don't know how to shoot because ammunition is too expensive.
And that's the, well, it is too expensive already.
It is expensive.
The,
yeah.
The cheap Russian stuff was already at one point like a dollar a round, which
that was for a 9mm, right?
Yes, that's, and I think 22 was up there as well.
22 like has been expensive since. I don't remember when the shortage happened, but it was before I even moved to New Hampshire. It was a few years before that. And 22 ammunition and like never recovered.
Yeah. So if you don't know anything about guns, that is every time you shoot your gun, dollar. Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. And if you want to get good at shooting and safely use your gun and be comfortable with your firearm, you need to shoot it quite a bit. You need to be regularly practicing with it. You need to be comfortable with it. You need to know how to shoot it properly. And that takes practice.
Yes. And if every single one of those practice shots costs you a dollar,
that adds up.
Yes, that severely limits your amount of times to practice. Because you're not going to become a very good marksman with $200 or $300 worth of bullets.
Yeah, and not to mention, if you needed to use a firearm in a dangerous situation, if somebody was attacking you and you're legitimately using it for self-defense purposes, that's you have the adrenaline going, you're nervous, you're shaking. You have to take all those other factors into effect. So yeah, you might be great at the range, but what if you actually need to use it?
Good point.
You need to be quick. You need to know where it is, know how to grab it, and you need to be able to shoot it.
It needs to be
within
instinctive.
Seconds,
yeah.
Within seconds. So this whole thing came about because the U.S., they're adding new sanctions, a second round of sanctions under the CBW Act. And if you don't know what the CBW Act is, that is the Chemical and Biological Weapons Control and Welfare Elimination Act of 1991. So that was introduced.
I don't think the U.S. government, which used Agent Orange to, you know, torture the people of, was it Korea or Vietnam? I don't remember now.
Vietnam.
Has any right to tell people what they can and can't do with chemical and biological weapons.
And plus, what does that have to do with guns?
Good point.
So there.
Well, it's just a way of keeping people from sending Russia money, right?
Yeah, so they're adding this second round of sanctions. And the whole reason why they introduced this act was because of the Russian Federation used Novichok, a nerve agent, in August of 2020 to poison the Russian opposition figure, Alesky, I don't even know how to pronounce his last name, Navalny? Alesky Navalny.
So they did that, but
To a Russian person. It wasn't even to someone from the United States. So they're using that as an excuse to add more sanctions on and to restrict the imports of Russian firearms.
Doesn't the U.S. military still use uranium-tipped bullets?
I have no clue.
I'm pretty sure they do. But it wasn't Assad of Syria giving his mustard gas to the Russians that caused the United States government to go, oh, no, this is too much. Because for those who don't remember, who was it? It was a former Biden administration official. I don't recall who. But someone accidentally gave Assad a way out when he was facing American invasion. He said, look, if you were to give up all of your chemical weapons to a third party, okay, we might be able to talk then. And Assad was like, all right, sold. Russia, take my mustard gas. And they did. And that was, in a lot of ways, what prevented any real invasion of Syria from happening. Of course, the United States is absolutely in Syria and does have boots on the ground, but it's much more scaled back than it was going to be. I really, was it Al Gore? No. I wish I could remember the name of the politician that did that, because the powers that be weren't happy about it, because they wanted the war with Assad, and they couldn't get one. Because
they always want a war.
Yep. So, but it wasn't the mustard gas in Russia control that was the problem. It was them poisoning a Russia citizen, which is bad.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. But what does that have to do? Like, why would that need them to produce a second round of sanctions that involve guns?
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
Except, you know, the U.S. government being like, hey, we want to make sure you get less money. And what's the primary thing that people are buying from Russia?
Yeah, of course, guns and ammunition. So this happened Friday. The Biden administration announced on Friday that it would stop approving new permits to import Russian-made ammo and guns. The ban will go into effect on September 7th, 2021. It is a part of a new round of sanctions against the Russian government over poisoning and imprisoning Alexei Navalny. Our actions today by the Department of State and Treasury send a clear signal that there will be no impunity for the use of chemical weapons. So it sounds like they're just trying to punish them for what they did. It really
has
nothing to do with guns. But it's clearly linked to the fact that most of the ammunition that is shot in the United States is Russian. So they just don't want the American people to be armed. They want it to be really, really expensive for them to get ammo, or not at all. That's really what this is about.
I have to think most Americans probably don't realize how much of the ammunition being spent in the United States comes from Russia, because I tend to think the average American just goes to Walmart or a local sporting goods store and they buy their ammunition there, versus the people who are actually sincerely practicing,
yeah,
who are buying, you know, hundreds or thousands of rounds at a time online, which is how you end up with the Russian ammunition. Because I mean, if you're just, you know, going deer hunting every once in a while, or just having 10 or 15 practice shots, yeah, you're probably just going to Walmart to buy your rounds.
Yeah.
And you're probably buying American or Chinese or whatever. I don't know where Walmart ammunition is made. But if you want to actually practice, if you want to actually get good at it, you either have to make your own, which is also popular in the United States, or you have to buy it.
Yeah.
And that's from Russia. It's bizarre to me to think of poisoning someone, which is obviously horrible and I'm against it, as being use of a chemical weapon. And I guess it's technically true. If you poison someone, you are killing them with a chemical weapon. But that's not what people think of when they say chemical weapons. And
yeah,
if you were to ask an average, if you were to use the word chemical weapon with the average person, they would think of something like mustard gas.
Yeah,
or
like Agent Orange. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not, they wouldn't think of, well, I guess this was a nerve agent.
Okay.
But
well, the US
I don't know the details of how they poisoned him, but
what about tear gas?
Yeah.
The American police still use tear gas all the time. That's a chemical weapon.
On their own citizens.
Yes.
They use that quite frequently on peaceful protesters. You can just be standing there with a sign and they'll throw tear gas at you. So
that's definitely a chemical weapon. It may not be deadly, but it's a chemical weapon. All of these insane hoops that governments jump through, though, to make their actions okay, but the other side's actions not okay. This is probably really just a way of keeping Americans from being able to actually practice usage of their firearms in a, you know, cost-efficient way. I don't know how it could be anything else. They're just angry at Russia, and this gives them the perfect excuse to be like, hey, look, we know we'll make people too angry if we take their guns, but if we take their ammunition, then they can't do anything about it.
And this is conveniently coming after an ammunition shortage. So we've already had a shortage.
Yeah, and the one thing that could cure that shortage is now banned, so the shortage is going to get worse. Or it will be banned as of September the 7th, I think you said.
So, and it's only for 12 months, but you know what that usually means.
Yeah, well, we are 18 months into a two-week lockdown.
Exactly.
More coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us, 603-283-6160, if you want to do that. Now, during the break there, I was just reading this article I found on Drudge Report, and it made me realize something. If I had to get a blood transfusion, I would want it to come from an unvaccinated person. And that's not because I think there's anything wrong with the blood of the vaccinated or anything like that, but I don't know that there isn't. And I know that nothing weird has been done to the unvaccinated person's blood. So I kind of understand where they're coming from with COVID skeptics. Well, they're not COVID skeptics. They're mRNA gene therapy skeptics who are requesting blood transfusions from unvaccinated donors. And the reason we started talking about this further, I was like, hey, let's just talk about this when we come back, is because the Red Cross in here says something that, well, it just, I'm not a medical expert. Nikki, however, happens to be a nurse. And when I heard this, I thought, that cannot possibly be true. Otherwise, it couldn't work. And she agrees, it can't possibly be true. So let's talk about how the Red Cross is lying. But it's not really that they're lying. They're telling parts of the truth in very misleading ways that the average person is not going to catch. So the nation's rolling tensions over vaccination against COVID-19 have spilled into an unexpected arena, life-saving blood transfusions. Well, they've spilled into every arena because the media has been working hard to divide people vaccinated against unvaccinated since the vaccine started. With nearly 60% of the eligible U.S. population fully vaccinated, most of the nation's blood supply is now coming from donors who have been inoculated, experts said. That's led some patients who are skeptical of the shots to demand transfusions only from the unvaccinated, an option that blood centers insist is neither medically sound nor operationally feasible. Well, they don't know whether it's medically sound or medically unsound, because that question has not yet been answered, and it won't be answered for at least several years. Operationally feasible, that's an issue on their end that they could fix simply by adding a check mark to the database. Has this person been vaccinated? We are definitely aware of patients who have refused blood products from vaccinated donors, said Dr. Julie Katz-Karp, who directs the Blood Bank and Transfusion Medicine Program at, good Lord, there are 18 words in the name of that hospital. Just moving right along. Emily Osment, an American Red Cross spokesperson, said her organization has fielded questions from clients worried that vaccinated blood would be tainted, capable of transmitting components from the COVID vaccines. And here's where it got me. Red Cross officials said they've had to reassure clients that a COVID vaccine, which is injected into the muscle or the layer of skin below, does not circulate in the blood. But then it can't possibly work. That everything that circulates through your body, right, it circulates in your bloodstream. That's sort of how the body works.
And that's the whole point, right? So not only vaccinations, but any sort of medication that you're injecting intramuscularly, the capillaries in the muscle, they pick up all that stuff, and then it circulates through the bloodstream. That's how it works. So, like, say, and that's why, like, drug users, just for an example that people will probably understand, drug users, if they want to get their fix or they want to get high quicker, you inject straight into the vein rather than eating a pill or like snorting it or smoking something. It just works faster because it goes straight into the bloodstream and gets to your brain faster. So that's kind of how every kind of medication and vaccination would work, right?
If right, but as you point out, it doesn't have to be injected to reach your bloodstream. It just takes longer. Like,
yeah.
I take estradiol, and those are just pills that dissolve very quickly under my tongue, and that gets them into my bloodstream. Apparently doing that bypasses the liver or some nonsense like that. I don't know. But if you take aspirin or ibuprofen or whatever, that gets into your bloodstream. That's how it works.
Everything gets into your bloodstream.
I think what they meant here is that, you know, a person 6 months, they were vaccinated 6 months ago and they give blood, they don't still have the vaccine circulating in their blood.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. Like, if you get a vaccine, if you get the flu shot or whatever, every vaccine has other ingredients in it that are meant to preserve the actual, like, active ingredients of the vaccine, which should be a weakened piece of the virus or whatever. So all those other pieces, yes, they get processed through your body, through your liver, through your kidneys, whatever. They get, but everything goes into your bloodstream at some point, and then it gets excreted. But the whole point of a vaccine would be to trigger the white blood cells to say, hey, I know what this is. So that's something that you're going to keep forever. That doesn't go away, and that's kind of the whole point.
Yeah, it gives you a weak and strained so that you're not running a fever and stuff like that while your body fights it. Your body just recognizes that it's foreign and it needs to be handled. So your white blood cells handle it, and they learn how to handle it. And then the next time you get the real disease, oh, hey, we know what this is.
Yeah, we can handle it. We know what to do.
So the vaccine may not remain, but the programming that resulted from the vaccine, because let's be honest, any of these vaccines, they're still programming your body to do certain things and behave in certain ways. It's just with a classic vaccine, it's basically just vaccinating you against the virus that's literally out there. These mRNA vaccines are different, other than the Johnson & Johnson. They don't give you a weakened strain. I don't know exactly what the mRNAs do. It's all very confusing.
So, like, the basis behind it is that they're supposed to go into your body and they're supposed to trigger your white blood cells to... It changes the RNA in some way, where your body is supposed to be able to identify COVID-19 without actually injecting a weakened COVID-19 into your body. So the whole science behind it is, like, super weird. But regardless, it is changing parts of the genetic makeup of the cells.
I remember reading at the time that it was the mRNA vaccines, they were training your body to target, to recognize the spike proteins that are distinct to the coronavirus. And that as long as the coronavirus had those spike proteins, the mRNA gene therapy vaccines would continue working because those spike proteins were what the white blood cells were handling, not any of the other stuff, and killing off those spike proteins killed off the other stuff as well.
Yeah.
But that raises the question, if the Delta variant still has those spike proteins, then why doesn't the mRNA gene therapy work? And I don't know whether or not Johnson & Johnson still works against the Delta strain. It's all very... very confusing.
Well, there's like millions of different strains of coronaviruses. The common cold, you know, there's a bunch of different strains of the common cold. That's why you've had the cold probably like at least a dozen times in your life, right? But if you had chickenpox, for example, you only get the chickenpox once.
Right.
Because it's a one and done type of thing. It doesn't mutate the way that coronaviruses do. So it's just not going to work.
No, it wasn't. And we've been saying that since the beginning. You know, this is a coronavirus just like the cold, and it's going to evolve. And as I understood it then, that was why they knew that, and that's why they were targeting the spike proteins themselves, the little spiky things around the COVID virus particle, because they're like, look, it doesn't matter how it evolves. As long as it still has these, it will still work. I'm like, okay, that's solid reasoning.
Yeah.
But clearly that either wasn't true or it didn't work.
True.
Who the hell knows? But I read that from a news media story here on Free Talk Live. So why wouldn't people be hesitant? What the hell is going on? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set, and watch the darkness flee from the light. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden addressed the nation Sunday afternoon to update the country on the situation in Afghanistan. The president reiterated that U.S. troops would remain in the country until all Americans are evacuated, while also intimating that the August 31st deadline may be extended in order to complete that effort. Biden also again defended his decision to withdraw U.S. forces from Afghanistan, saying that he didn't see continuing the 20-year-old war as being in the country's best interests.
But the bottom line is this, folks. Look, at the end of the day, if we didn't leave Afghanistan now, when do we leave? Another 10 years? Another 5 years? Another year? I'm not about to send your son or your daughter to fight in Afghanistan. I don't see where that is in our overwhelming interest.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Full approval of Pfizer's COVID vaccination is expected to come from the Food and Drug Administration as soon as Monday, as the agency reportedly works to complete the shot's full licensure. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy says that full approval of the vaccine will likely encourage more businesses and schools to enact vaccine mandates, something that he tells CNN's State of the Union are reasonable measures.
Well, we already know that there are many businesses and universities that have moved toward vaccine requirements, and I think it's a very reasonable thing to do to create a safe environment. There's one other thing I think we need to do that some states have been doing to create a safer school environment, and that's requiring that employees in the school, including teachers and other staff, are vaccinated as well to create a safer environment for our kids. I think all of these are reasonable because when we're faced with the most transmissible variant that we've seen to date, the Delta variant, when we have our kids essentially is the point of concern here in our schools and their health and well-being on the line, we've got to take every step we can.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160. And as it happens, Nikki looked it up. And what the mRNA vaccines do is they teach your body how to create the spike proteins that are distinct to COVID-19.
Yeah, so the spike proteins are supposed to trigger an immune response inside our bodies.
Because they're foreign, and that's what happens. But it's just so... It was sort of correct that they are just targeting the spike proteins, but it's worse than that because they're not just injecting you with the spike proteins and letting your body go, oh no, this is foreign, we need to kill it. Instead, they're teaching your body how to make the spike proteins. And less than 1% of those who have received a COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S. have developed blood clots as a consequence. Doesn't say anything more than that, though. So how much less than 1%? It can't be 1 in 10,000 if they're saying, they would say 0.001% if it was that low. So I tend to think the number's pretty close to being at 1%.
And you also have to realize a lot of these people that are coming into the hospitals with serious vaccine injuries are not being labeled as such. So these incidences are not being reported to VAERS. Doctor, it's just, they're things swept under the rug. Oh, no, that couldn't have been because of the vaccine. And even I've heard people, like, asking their doctors, like, something happens, like, right after they got vaccinated. And they're like, oh, do you think this could be because of the vaccine? Like, could this be a reaction from it? And a lot of doctors are just like, nope, that's silly.
But it makes sense why there would be blood clots as a result of this. As soon as you said that the mRNA vaccines, they train your body to create the spike proteins, like, duh, obviously there will be blood clots. Do they tell your body to stop creating the spike proteins? Or do they glitch out and your body starts producing spike proteins on your cells, which leads to blood clots?
Yeah, so basically what seems to be happening is that all of the red blood cells are just becoming misshapen.
Similar to sickle cell, as you brought up.
So on the break I was telling Arya, a close comparison would be sickle cell anemia. So in sickle cell anemia, you have the red blood cells, which are misshapen into a sickle shape. So what happens is people will go into a sickle cell crisis where their blood vessels will get clogged, because normally a red blood cell is nice and smooth disc-shaped. It's a concaved disc shape. So it can just very smoothly, and they're tiny, they can just very smoothly travel throughout your blood vessels. But when you have the sickle shapes that get caught on things, and then they form almost...
And then they probably catch more misshapen cells.
Yep. So then they just pile up, and then it's the classic signs of sickle cell anemia are just crazy amounts of pain, and they have a hard time diffusing the oxygen around their body because the red blood cells are what carry oxygen around your body. So it's kind of similar to that, where you're having these weird misshapen spike proteins in your mixed in with your blood. And it's causing blood clots, and it's causing people to have first-time strokes and pulmonary embolisms and all sorts of stuff right after they're getting the vaccine. And it just cannot be a coincidence that someone will get a vaccine, they get their second dose, and then 2 weeks later they have a seizure for the first time ever, or they have a stroke for the first time ever, or 20-year-old people getting a blood clot in their arm and having to get their arm amputated. And that's not the only story I've heard. People are getting blood clots in their legs so massive that they need the leg to be amputated. I'm hearing stories, I'm in all sorts of nursing groups on Instagram, Facebook, whatever, of people just kind of telling their stories of what they are seeing in the hospitals where they're working. And it's unbelievable the amount of stories that are coming up. And it's just like, it cannot be a coincidence. If you look at the patterns, it cannot be a coincidence.
And as you pointed out, you know, where is the Delta variant that everyone is talking about? Like, if this thing was spreading as much as people were saying. Now, I do know one person who has had COVID-19 in the last month and a half. But look what they're saying about Mississippi. They're now imposing $5,000 fines and 5 years in jail for people who violate the, quote, self-isolation, which is, for those who weren't paying attention to the fines and the 5 years of jail, is forced quarantine for people who test positive. But where are these cases?
I would like to talk to some nurses down there and just see how many COVID patients do you have at your hospital? Because the last time I checked at my hospital, we had 6. And I was talking to the protesters at Dartmouth-Hitchcock in Lebanon, and they said they didn't have a single COVID case.
And this isn't new, right? I mean, even during the initial surge, long before there was a vaccine, they were setting up, you know, emergency hospitals.
That never got used.
Keene State College had one set up that was going to be used for all of the overflow of patients for the hospitals that couldn't handle them. But the hospitals, they never got full, did they?
Yeah.
We kept being told that, you know, they're piling corpses into trucks, but that didn't seem to actually happen.
During the COVID peak last year, our COVID unit was full of COVID patients.
But that was also during the winter, right?
Yes. And they also couldn't tell the difference. The tests couldn't tell the difference between COVID and the flu. And they admitted that the tests couldn't even isolate the COVID-19 virus. So how are they going to talk about a Delta variant when they can't even tell the difference between COVID and the flu? So, well, regardless,
You make a really good point, and I think that's been glossed over far too much by the media, but they have, that was the PCR test that was, you know, being cycled to 40 or 50 times, whatever that really means. I don't really know, but that was more than the person who designed the test said it was ever supposed to be done at.
Well, he straight up said it wasn't ever supposed to be used.
Nice.
He was like, just don't use this. It doesn't work.
But they ultimately came out earlier this year, the U.S. government, some organization within them, and said, oh, yeah, hey, by the way, the PCR test no longer valid because it can't tell the difference between COVID-19 and the flu.
And that's where the flu went. Because remember, we even on the show, we had been asking, where there's like no cases of the flu. Where'd the flu go?
I think there were something like 2,000 cases of the flu last year in the entire country.
Yeah, usually, and everyone was like, oh, well, that's because the masks work. Well, if the masks work, then why are people still getting COVID? Oh, because they're not wearing masks. Okay, but that, like, we just went around in a circle.
Excellent point. I never thought about it in that context. I just, you know, it's not surprising to hear this because we were asking that all last year, where the hell is the flu? And it turns out it's probably in the COVID wards.
Yeah. And people can get very sick from the flu, and I'm sure people can get very sick from actual coronavirus, too.
I'm sure they can.
But last time I was on the show, I also was talking about remdesivir, which was a super toxic medication that Anthony Fauci and the CDC came out and was like, every hospital and every doctor in the United States has to treat COVID patients with remdesivir. And in the CDC trial, the CDC article actually linked to the trial of remdesivir with Ebola patients. And they had to remove it from the trial in 2 weeks because it was so deadly and it was shutting down people's kidneys.
Jesus.
And that's why everybody was freaking out in New York City because doctors were like, we've never seen a respiratory virus cause kidney failure because it was the medication. It wasn't the coronavirus.
I don't remember them saying that you had to treat it with this or that. I do remember there was a thing about Trump liked it. I don't remember what it was. It was a horse tranquilizer.
Hydroxychloroquine?
Yeah, that's it. No, it was a malaria treatment, not a horse tranquilizer.
Yeah, yeah. But normally, you know, when we see a new type of virus or a new illness, normally doctors will look towards older medications. You know, like penicillin, for example, can be used to, it's a broad range antibiotic. It can be used to treat all sorts of stuff. So normally they'll look towards things that they already have in their back pocket, and they'll see what will work or what makes sense. But they were told, you're not allowed to do that. We have to use this medication, and we have to develop a vaccine. That's the only way.
Absolutely bizarre. But speaking of unusual treatments for COVID-19, the FDA is begging people not to take a horse dewormer, that's to eliminate worms in horses, for COVID-19. And I tend to agree, not knowing anything about it. Keep that in mind. You probably shouldn't take your horse's medication. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandments pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too. So call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set. And watch the darkness flee from the light.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live with Aria and Nikki. I want to say thank you to Truth Seeker, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Truth Seeker is a member of the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. It's a contributions program that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like this show, if you value what we're doing, it only takes $5 per month to join, and it comes with a number of cool perks. But really, the reason you should join is because you value Free Talk Live and you want us to reach a larger audience, because that's what the AMP funding is used for. Truth Seeker is a platinum amplifier, which means that Truth Seeker is giving $25 per month or more to the program. We don't ask that, though. It's just $5 per month that gets you in. So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. And the Food and Drug Administration would like you to know, in case you forgot, because you have the ability to read, and you'll understand why that prohibits what I'm about to say. You are not a horse. You are not a cow. That's the U.S. government tweeting, by the way, on the internet to the American population why you should not use ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID-19. Now, that's one thing in regard to animal medications, right? But there's still no reason for them to say you shouldn't use it, the human version of ivermectin, as prescribed by a doctor to treat it, right?
So animal medications and human medications are literally exactly the same. The animal medications are just a lot cheaper.
I thought they were more concentrated.
No.
Oh.
No, they're generally, like, enough alike.
Okay.
Like, I would feel comfortable taking medication that was meant for a dog if I had to.
Why? Because ivermectin, a medication usually reserved for deworming livestock, is responsible for a spike in poison control calls in Mississippi. Like I said, it's the worst state in every metric, including intelligence. as people duped by conspiracy theories have purchased the drug and ingested it, hoping it will treat or prevent COVID-19, something the drug has not proven to do, also something that the vaccines are not proven to do. However, the issue isn't with the drug itself, as I understand it, it's just that people aren't dosing it correctly. Because ivermectin, it is safe for humans to use, right?
Yeah, apparently it was discovered in the late 1970s, and it's a pioneering drug from Tokyo, Japan. It was coined the Wonder Drug from Japan. I'm getting this from the NIH.gov.
According to an alert issued by the Mississippi Department of Health, 70% of all recent calls to poison control in the state have been related to ingestion of livestock or animal formulations of ivermectin purchased at livestock supply centers. Although most callers only reported mild symptoms, one person was advised to seek additional treatment.
Well, I mean, if it is for a horse, you would think that the doses would probably be more, like, stronger than you would. Because generally, medications are dosed by weight, right? So,
yeah,
I think most people are a lot lighter than a horse.
This is why I thought what I thought about concentrations.
Yeah.
Animal drugs are highly concentrated for large animals and can be highly toxic in humans. But what that really means is it takes a lot more to medicate a 600-pound horse than it does a 150-pound human.
Yeah, so like if you were taking like dog medicine, you would need more, and if you're taking horse medicine, you'll probably need less. But
it probably says something like deliver, you know, a half a cup of this to your horse orally or whatever. I don't know if ivermectin is a pill or a liquid or what. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's a pill. I think it's a capsule. I'm not like positive.
In which case, it probably says give one to your horse each day, and a person goes out and takes that, and it's significantly more ivermectin than what they would have thought. The calls have clearly baffled health officials in the state. I didn't even know any of this had happened. The last I had heard about this, I mean, I've had a busy week, so I didn't hear anything about ivermectin, and I come back to do the show today, and there's people overdosing on horse deworming medication, and that just is the perfect summary of America. I think some people are trying to use it as a preventative, which is really kind of crazy, so please don't do that. Well, yeah, I don't think there was any suggestion anywhere by anything that it was supposed to prevent COVID-19, was there?
I've heard of people saying that they're using it as prevention, which I wouldn't recommend.
I know that
I'm going to have to agree with them on this. Please don't use it as a preventative measure. Like, maybe if you get COVID and you're really, really sick, then you can come to the point where, and this also isn't medical advice because I kind of just really don't think that the average person with no medical knowledge should be
figuring out doses and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, I don't even do stuff like that. Like, that's like, that's doctors do that.
Yeah.
And I do think also, disclaimer, most doctors are idiots. I'm gonna say that. I'm going to throw that out there. I don't trust most doctors, but I also don't really trust the average person to do dosing. So.
Yeah, fair point. I saw an article on Facebook today, a study coming out of Israel that I don't have in front of me anymore, but it was basically showing that people who took ivermectin for 3 days, one dose each morning, in this controlled double-blind study, did show a 3-day recovery. It was a 4-day recovery versus the 7-day recovery that people who did not. So there was at least one double-blind study that hasn't been peer-reviewed yet that is showing that ivermectin is indeed capable of helping fight COVID-19. You wouldn't get your chemotherapy at a feed store. Dobbs added, you wouldn't treat your pneumonia with your animal's medication. It can be dangerous to get the wrong doses of medication, especially with something meant for a horse or a cow.
Yeah.
I got to remember that this is a Mississippi state health official talking to the people of Mississippi, and that's why they have to say things as ridiculous as, look, you wouldn't get your chemotherapy at a feed store, because if they could, yeah, they probably would. But the obvious risks of humans injecting ivermectin, well, though that's not correct. There are no risks. It's an approved medication. Well, I mean, there are risks. But
there's also risks with Tylenol.
Right. But there's no inherent risk in taking ivermectin that is meant for animals as they're portraying it.
Yeah.
That hasn't stopped people at Fox News from dangerously suggesting that it is a safe and effective treatment for COVID-19. As Rachel Maddow pointed out on her Friday night show, where she showed clips of Fox personalities pushing the drug consistently over the last 6 months. I don't know if that's true or not. It sounds untrue. I can't imagine people on Fox News. This is Rachel Maddow. Fox News is busy saying, don't take the vaccine, but do take this horse deworming medication. Trust us, it's proven. Except ivermectin's efficacy in treating or preventing COVID is everything but proven, just like the vaccines. Both the FDA and World Health Organization have warned against it. Yeah, but they don't have... The FDA has no credibility.
Yeah.
I was looking into this with someone recently, just the changes in the FDA. If you look up, like, FDA, not conspiracies, controversies, they stop being in the news after 2017. That's the oldest one you can find. But 2017 and prior to that, it was just constantly, the FDA has to repeal their approval for this drug. Oh, because it killed all the people who took it. Or
yeah,
because it caused these horrific symptoms in all the people who took it. They started just rubber stamping things, as the Trump administration told them to do. He was like, hey, look, no, people out there, they're getting sick. We need to get them their medication. And look, I'm on board with this, but I'm not going to take their advice when they're just rubber stamping medications that come through. And a lot of these new drugs, that they don't have to go through two trials anymore. They're just having to go through one. And the worst part about all of this is that if you're a pharmaceutical company, you can actually pay the FDA to put you at the front of the line and to rush your approval through. And that's how we got Moderna and Pfizer. And you won't find any of this in anything that was written after COVID-19. But if you just look it up, 2017 and earlier, this crap was everywhere. Everyone knew not to trust the FDA. Everyone knew not to trust Big Pharma.
My rule of thumb is don't trust any government agency.
Yeah, because
they're all liars, murderers, and they're untrustworthy.
They are.
Proven to be untrustworthy.
And the FDA isn't just taking backdoor bribes to approve medications. No, they're not even doing it under the table. They have an official process where Pfizer can say, hey, look, here's $750,000, and here's a yacht for you and your family. Here's one test showing the safety of our drug. Will you approve it? And they go, sure. And they've been doing that for years.
And it blows my mind that this doesn't concern the average person.
Well, nobody talks about it anymore.
They probably don't even know. But if we do, if we want to talk about preventative measures for COVID, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, eat lots of fruits and vegetables, drink plenty of water, get lots of sunshine. That is the secret recipe to not get sick.
Always good advice, and thanks for those suggestions. That's it for tonight's show, but we're online in the meantime. You should join our official chat server where you can continue chatting with the host at different URL, chat.freetalklive.com. We're there 24/7, even if we're not actually online.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With VantagePoint, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, VantagePoint's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of VantagePoint.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.